Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Welcome back to the show. Thanks for doing so. Keep calming your breath. Welcome for the second half of today's show here, segueing in a little bit, asking you to meditate along with me, trying to create an image visual for you with two of my cats, Brady and Brody, my two cats, joining me at this Being Sales Kind of Couplistic Healing Hour meditation. Keep calming breath. I have Brody to my left, Brady to my right. Going to practice one of my self-teaching Mandarin lessons here, learning 10 words as examples. My daily journal, doing pinyins here, sowing health, reaping harmony, exploring self-care through Mandarin on your taste buds. Bo zong jiang kang shuo wu xi yong hu tang guo tang shu xie jiang shang de zero ba jiang. Thanks for joining Grandpa Bo on this episode of VA Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour as I'm delving into the fascinating world of self-care through the lens of Mandarin language learning. We're going to explore 10 delicious and nutritious ingredients. Celery seeds, quincaxi, chard, lishi, tan kye, cherries, che lazy, chervil, xiang ke, chestnuts, lazy, chia seeds, kuya zi, chicken, jiru, chickpeas, ying zu dao, chili peppers, lao xiao, and chiles. I'm going to learn their Mandarin names through my practicing pinyins and pronunciations and try to talk in both the English and Mandarin translation for their potential health benefits. Discovering how incorporating these ingredients into your diet can contribute to both physical and mental well-being. While practicing my Mandarin pronunciation, which you just heard I need a lot of help in, with hopefully some fun and engaging exercises along the way. So grab a healthy snack, grab your headphones, and prepare to embark on a journey of language learning and self-care, holistic self-care with Grandpa Bill. So I'm seated in my meditation pose. To my left is my cat Brody. To my right is my cat Brady, curled up contently on my lap. with their heads on each appropriate leg, observing the scene from a nearby cushion, sunlight streaming through a window illuminating a bowl of fresh fruit and vegetables, including celery, chard, cherries, chervil, chestnuts, chia seeds, chickpeas, and chili peppers, placed beside a cup of herbal tea. The overall atmosphere is calm, peaceful, and positive energy. Beard Sales Kennel Kelp, Holistic Healing Hour, Self-Care in Mandarin, Mandarin for Foodies, Healthy Eating, Mental Wellness, Reputables, Wisdom, Language Learning, Positive Vibes, Mao Nu Rishang, Cat Lovers Daily Life, and more. Mandarin Words and Pinyin, Celery Seeds, Queen Keiji, Chard, Luishi, Tianke, Cherries, Che Lizi, Chervil, Jiangai, Chestnuts, Lizi, Chia Seeds, Kuyazi, Chicken, Jiao, Chickpeas, Yingzhuzao, Chili Peppers, Lao Jiao, and Chiles, Qing Jiao. Deep calming breath. I want you to envision here two cats. You can have them in the lotus position. They're your two cats. It's your manifestation. They can be seated as cats normally seat. Or envision your own two pets, dogs. Let's use cats here. Do your best with your eyes open or closed to envision two cats side by side meditating. Over on my social media, there's a couple of pages of Brady and Brody joining me, and there's videos of them doing the same. Deep calming breath. A swirling nebula of colors and fragmented shapes representing the intangible nature of memories. A maze of interconnected pathways symbolizing the intricate network of the neural connections that store our memories. A distorted reflection of a past event, capturing the subjective and imperfect nature of memory recall. A kaleidoscope of sensory details highlighting the vividness of specific memories, yours, mine, ours. A lockbox bursting open, releasing a flood of memories, a photo album with faded photographs representing the passage of time and the potential for memory loss. A tree with vibrant leaves representing fresh memories, contrasted with branches bearing fallen leaves, symbolizing faded memories. A single dandelion seed floating on the wind and representing the fragility of memories and their ability to travel freely. Figurative approaches, vision a person holding a glowing orb, signifying a cherished memory that they are actively recalling. A person navigating a dream-like landscape, encountering fragments of their past. A group of people sharing memories around a campfire, highlighting the communal nature of memory. An elderly person looking through a telescope, symbolizing the ability to assess distant memories. Let's take a deep calming breath than the 10-second break. And we'll be right back with the second half of today's show. Thanks for joining us. Okay, deep calming breath. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us today and talking about memory method, magnetic memory method technique. As I'm doing a water fast and meditation, a couple of questions I'm asking folks to think about, and then interact at our polls at the message board, the voicemail message board of this show. Memory magic or a myth? St. Augustine. Painting a vivid picture of a mental treasure trove. What are your experiences? Can memory techniques like memory palaces truly unlock such potential? Or are they more myth than magic? Do share your thoughts based on your documentation, your viewpoints, what you're basing your opinion on. Interact. Leave us messages at the voicemail message board of this show. The PA Sales Chemical Ballistic Healing Hour. And share your personal experiences. And if you're reading or seeing this blog vlog at my social media, comment. Beyond bookshelves, what are your memory palaces? If you use memory techniques, memory method techniques, or memory techniques, what unique spaces or themes do you use to build your own memory palaces? Reflection, perhaps a childhood beach, a fantastical library, or even your own neighborhood. Describe your mental haven and the treasures that it holds for you. Share what you're experiencing, if indeed you are. What level of meditation are you at? Expand upon it. Speaking of unlocking memory potential, I'm going to start to try to use a magnetic memory method mnemonic technique. We're in the second half, closing segment of the show. I'm going to do a quick virtual interview with St. Augustine. The renowned scholar. Delving into the fascinating world of ancient memory techniques and discovering how we can apply them in our modern lives. Exploring the power of visualization, association, and spatial awareness to boost our memory and unlock its hidden potential. Get ready to have your mind blown, mine too, probably. Let's take that 10-second break, and when we come back, we'll do our very best to create a virtual interview with St. Augustine. We'll be right back. Okay, deep calming breath, welcome back. Thanks for doing so. Let's go for another 15, 20 minutes. fingers crossed, going into a virtual interview, welcoming St. Augustine, or Augustine, into my audience. So here we go. Welcome, everyone, to the BA Sales Kennel Cult Holistic Healing Hour. Today, we've embarked on a journey and will continue to do so through the vast landscapes of memory, guided by none other than the renowned philosopher and theologian, St. Augustine himself. Virtually, of course. And envision virtual applause as he's virtually entering my studio. St. Augustine, our great pleasure and my great, great, great privilege to welcome you today. Thank you for being here with us. St. Augustine segues in with one of his famous quotes, and I quote, "And I come to the fields and spacious palaces of my memory, where are the treasures of innumerable images brought into it from things of all sorts perceived. These words penned centuries ago resonate deeply today, for they capture the very essence of the memory palace, a mental construct where knowledge and experience reside, waiting to be rediscovered." Thanks for having me here today, Grandpa Bill. Myself, retorting. Indeed, the honor and privilege is all ours, St. Augustine. Your writings on memory have inspired countless minds, including this old dog right here. So please, do tell us of these unfamiliar and those in the listening audience that may be with the concept. What exactly is a memory palace? St. Augustine replying, "Imagine, my friend and friends, a place intimately familiar to you, perhaps your childhood home, perhaps a cherished garden, perhaps even a fantastical realm conjured up by your imagination. Within this space, be it your humble abode, past, present, future, your house, the library, your abode, all of those aforementioned categories, within this space, each nook and cranny holds a specific memory, like a carefully placed treasure. The more vivid the visualization, the stronger the association, and the easier it becomes to recall the information stored within." Thanks for expanding upon that. It is so fascinating, thus is why I'm so fascinated with the magnetic memory method program that I'm taking. And I often kid around, toys in the attic, but humor aside, we store a lot of things in our physical attics, in our house. And sometimes that's how I envision, through humor. It's like turning our minds into whatever, living museums, exhibits, curated by ourselves. But where do we even begin, St. Augustine? St. Augustine retorting, "Fear not, Grandpa Bill. The magnetic memory method offers a practical approach. We start by identifying key points we wish to remember, like imbuing them with vivid imagery and placing them within our chosen memory palaces. The more engaging and unique the association, the stronger the memory trace." Myself retorting, "So if I wanted to remember a list of important dates, I could turn them into historical figures roaming the halls of my childhood castle, correct?" St. Augustine actually laughing as he retorts, "Precisely. Imagine Julius Caesar reminding you of July 4th, or Cleopatra marking Cleopatra's day with a grand celebration. Such playful associations make the information not only memorable, but also enjoyable to recall." Grandpa Bill retorting, "This is incredible, St. Augustine. I can already feel the cobwebs dusting off in my old toys in the attic noggin. But what about those of us who struggle with visualization?" St. Augustine, retorting, "Patience, my friend. The magnetic memory method offers alternative pathways, engaging emotions, humor, and even physical movement can strengthen memory traces. A funny rhyme, a dramatic reenactment, or even incorporating scents, essences, and textures into your mental palace can enhance recall." Grandpa Bill, retorting, "This opens up a whole new world of possibilities. Now, before we wrap up here for today, would you have any final words of wisdom for those eager to explore the power of their own minds?" St. Augustine, reporting and retorting, "Remember, Grandpa Bill, memory is not a stagnant storehouse, but a vibrant garden. Tend it with curiosity, nurture it with creativity, and witness the extraordinary blooms of knowledge take root." Grandpa Bill, retorting, "Most assuredly, words to live by, St. Augustine. Thank you for joining us on this enlightening journey. And to all of our listeners, please do remember the key to unlocking your memory palace lies within. Explore, experiment, and discover the limitless potential of your mind. Magnetic memory method, memory palace, unlock your mind." St. Augustine, VA Sales Kennel Cult Holistic Healing Hour. Grandpa Bill, today unlocking the secrets of memory with St. Augustine via a magnetic memory method masterclass technique. We continue to invite you to join us each and every day. Share your own memory palace creations when, where, and if applicable, your own memories, your own reflections, your own meditations. Interact with our polls. Leave us messages at the message board. Join us each and every day. Join the many intuitive groups we're blessed to be members of, changing old foibles, broken down systems. Our guided weekly meditations, freedomsnap.org. I'm a guest in the audience. It's my therapy, led by Seth Lee Brzezinski. The in-studio guest soon, in a few hours at this time of taping, Tim Doyle from China. We'll be here many times this year on a program that we're working on. He's already been a guest 4 times this year. We'll be talking about a lot of these subjects: meditation, Reiki, Tai Chi, Qigong, the Golden Ones, the Path to Oneness, like-minded intuitives, goodwill ambassadors. Everybody knows somebody in pain, agony, contemplation, suffering. Wild animals being driven out of their environment worldwide, domesticated pets, their people, plants on this planet, hopefully continuing to be perceived as a harbinger of good information, putting you in touch with butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, authors, Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world, working communally, arm in arm, one star seed at a time. Yours, mine, and ours, thriving alive to survive together, calmly, peacefully, with repose, getting to the backside of this precipice in time. With the radiant sun behind it, make it a safe and productive day. Bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.